Welcome into Jag to the Roundtable. JP Shattuck, Brian Sexton, John Osia. The Jaguars are headed to Nashville, Tennessee to face the Tennessee Titans. We'll get to these guys coming up. But first, the Jags wrapped up the week of practice on Friday in the Florida Blue practice. Feels a little crisp afternoon in North Florida, getting ready for the conditions in Nashville this Sunday. A few players ruled out for this game, including Allen Hurns. The Jaguars wide receiver will not play, coming off a concussion. Linebacker Dan Scuda also out, and running back Toby Gerhart ruled out for the game. Questionable is Brian Walters, Jaguars wide receiver, so that could open some things up for Marquise Lee. We'll get to that coming up. All right, guys, let's start with this. The Jags, of course, beat the Titans a couple of weeks ago here at Everbank Field, but season sweeps in this series are pretty rare.
Yeah, the Jaguars haven't swept the Titans since 2005.
I remember 1 year one team swept them.
Yeah, that was is a sweep more than two? I mean, what do you call
whatever
three?
You call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I do. There haven't been a lot. Yeah, there haven't been a lot. In the last, really, since 2002, which was the last time that the Titans were really a good, solid team, you know, they've each swept once, and then they've just kind of traded back and forth. And in recent years, both have been going through this rebuilding phase. And I'd say this, you know, when you know the other team as well as this guy, you know, these guys know each other, it's tough to win twice.
I think both these teams have been playing a lot of coin flip games the last few years. So that's why you don't see a lot of sweeps. Neither one of them has been a dominant team that really knows what it's doing. I think this year is very indicative. I think they're going to go up on Sunday and be very similar to what it was on Thursday when they played here before. It's not going to be a game where the team pulls away, and it's going to be a coin flip game at the end because that's what these teams are.
Although I'll say this, if for some reason they go and they have a solid game in the red zone, mm-hmm. and they've had one here and there this year, well, they could pull away. I mean, they should have been up 21-6 in the third quarter here. They're a better, more talented team than the Titans are. If they don't solve the red zone, yeah, I totally agree.
We mentioned Marquise Lee. It sets up big for number 11 this week. Allen Hurns is out with a concussion. Brian Walters questionable with a back issue. So it's time to see what number 11 has.
Well, this is the week. I mean, he's been waiting. It's been striking how much he has said and acted the right way this year. And he's grown up since last year. He's made a concerted effort to not let the lack of playing time bother him, to approach it the way he believes he needs to approach it. And you can also tell he's ready. He's ready to run downfield. He's ready to be what he's supposed to be. So this is the week, and he's trying not to put anxiety on himself and all that, but it's a big game for Marquise Lee.
I'll go back to training camp when strength and condition coach Tom Iselinski told me that he's a Lamborghini, but yep. he just has to get strong enough so his body can handle it. And I hope that that's where he's at. He's a remarkable athlete. We just haven't had a chance to see much of it. This team has some really good athletes. You add him to the mix and he becomes that second-round pick that they hope that he is, you could have something really special here.
It's a really good duo receiver. It's got a chance to be a special trio.
That's the word.
And this team needs to know what he can be. So I think it's a huge, huge, huge thing for him on Sunday.
We finish with quarterbacks in the AFC South. Good matchup again of young quarterbacks in this division. Mariota for the Titans, Bortles for the Jags. Of course, you throw in Andrew Luck and Indy, and all of a sudden the AFC South has some quarterbacks. But Mariota, in his rookie season of what's going on in Nashville right now, everything is happening there, he's putting up some big-time numbers for a rookie.
You're willing to admit it?
What, that he's good?
That I was right? Back in the spring during the draft when I said he's going to be good, they're going to go 1-2, and you said, no, I'm not so sure about that.
Hey, well,
and I said he's going to be good.
They went 1-2, so clearly you were right.
Well, no, but I mean now there's some proof. The kid's pretty good.
He is pretty good.
And it's going to make the division.
He's better
really
than I thought he would be because he's adapted to playing in the pocket a lot more quickly than I thought he would be. So, yeah, you're right.
Well, look, you know quarterbacks so well. The guy's got a good arm. He's pretty accurate. And the thing that has been impressive is his poise when everything's coming at him because he doesn't have a lot of help.
But the good news for the Jaguars in this game, he's still a rookie.
Yeah, you bet.
And he's showing all kinds of signs of being really good. At the same time, when we saw him out here 18, 19 days ago, there are still plays that he misses and still plays where you're going off the field going, wow, the Titans could have gotten that one, but that was he just barely missed that one. That should enable the Jaguars to get them off the field enough to win the game.
They should win on Sunday, and the other two should lose, and this should be a one-game race.
You're talking playoffs again. Here we go. Yeah.
Well, it's Friday.
All right.
It is December, and anything can happen in the final month of the season. The Jags are headed to Nashville this week. That's it for Jags of the Roundtable.